It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The Associated Press is reporting that an Amtrak engineer at the helm of a speeding train that jumped the tracks in Philadelphia last year was distracted by radio transmissions. The mishap caused the deaths of 8 people and injured over 200. The revelation comes on the day the National Transportation Safety Board is officially determining the probable cause of the fatal derailment. We're joined now by phone by WHYY reporter Jim Saxa, who is following that hearing. Jim Saxa, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
It sounds like the NTSB has been meeting and has come up with an official cause of last year's fatal derailment. What are they saying?
Yeah, the NTSB board is meeting in Washington, D.C. As we speak right now. In the opening remarks, Chairman Hart emphasized that the cause of the accident was that the engineer, Brandon Bostian, was distracted. The direct cause of the accident was that the train was speeding, going over 100 miles per hour in an area it should have been going just 50 miles per hour when it entered into a curve in North Philadelphia, causing it to derail. The reason why he did that was he was distracted due to reports in the area of individuals throwing rocks at trains that had passed by previously. Because he's focusing on that, he lost what one of the investigators described as situational awareness and essentially thought he was further along on his route than he actually was and had miscounted the number of turns or curves that he had made having left 30th Street Station and started accelerating into a curve instead of taking it nice and slow, which would be consistent with what he should have done just after the curve.
So they're saying that based on what they have investigated, the reason that the train sped up, that it was going double the 50-mile-per-hour speed limit around a curve about 10 minutes after leaving the 30th Street Station in Philadelphia, is because he was getting this report of rocks being thrown at trains, and that caused him to miscount the number of turns he needed to be aware of, that he was not aware that there was one more turn left that he needed to be aware of?
Right. So at the time, Amtrak engineers, and to this day, they memorized their routes. There aren't a lot of, or there weren't a lot of external signs that would tell the engineer exactly where they were. And so due to basically a momentary distraction where there is a disabled train up ahead, a SEPTA train, the local regional train operator here in Philly, it had been hit by a rock thrown from a bridge from an overpass. The engineer there decided to stop because it cracked the windshield. Bostian, in his discussions with the investigators, said he was concerned about getting hit by rocks, and described how a colleague of his had recently been hit by a rock while operating an engineer, operating a train. That caused the windshield to crack and caused a serious eye injury to that person. So he might have been concerned. He was concerned about the possibility of the people up ahead of him. And because of all these concerns, just a distraction, he miscounted how many curves he had actually hit and, started accelerating as if he had already passed that fateful Frankfurt Junction curve, when in fact he was about to enter it. So he hit the full throttle for about 40 seconds before entering the curve and only hit the emergency brake 3 seconds before he derailed.
What is the NTSB recommending to prevent accidents like this from happening in the future?
Right. So the NTSB repeatedly during this hearing called for railroads to enact what is called positive train control. And that is a safety technology that essentially works to prevent accidents caused by human error. And it works by sending off warnings and automatically telling the train to brake if it's speeding, entering into a curve or a station, or if there is another train ahead of it on the tracks. That would have prevented this accident. Other steps that have been taken is that the Federal Railroad Administration, immediately after this accident, called on Amtrak, ordered Amtrak to put up more signs identifying curves and identifying speed limits. So there are at least some reminders, external reminders for the engineers to know if they're going too fast, potentially, instead of relying entirely on memory. I mean, I think that is the craziest sort of aspect of all of this is I've gotten distracted by, a neat looking bird while I'm driving and missed a turn. If I hear some music, I can get distracted. And the idea we're asking these guys to, and women to memorize routes between DC and Boston and know every turn and know exactly where they are. That's a lot of situational awareness, I feel. So they've changed that, and Amtrak has, for the most part, has activated that positive train control or PTC technology.
And how common is it that trains are struck by rocks? Is that a common problem on certain lines in certain parts of the Northeast Corridor?
Yeah. From what I understand, train engineers will say that it happens to all of them. If there is an overpass in a place where someone can just throw rocks at a train, people will do that. It is a very common thing, and it's something that Bastian hasn't said whether or not it's happened to him before or after. Well, not after, because he has been suspended and will no longer be an engineer, but most engineers that have spoken about this say it is a regular occurrence.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and we are talking about the hearing being held by the National Transportation Safety Board to determine the probable cause of the fatal derailment that occurred last year in Philadelphia that killed 8 people and injured over 200. And the NTSB is saying officially today that the driver, the engineer on that train, was distracted. We're talking with Jim Saxa, a WHYY reporter who is covering this hearing. And Jim, the lack of clarity on what caused the train to speed up until today has frustrated crash victims, some of whom have racked up millions of dollars in hospital bills. Dozens of the victims of this crash have sued Amtrak for compensation. How, if at all, will this official determination of the cause of the accident impact this case?
It won't, actually. Amtrak has already admitted fault in the case. There is a trial pending. They've consolidated over 60 lawsuits into just one lawsuit that is being heard by a federal judge here in Philly. But because Amtrak has admitted fault, the only real question here is how to apportion the damages. And there's a federally mandated cap on the amount of damages from a passenger railroad, an Amtrak crash like this, and that's $295 million. So the real question is how to apportion that $295 million to the 8 deceased victims' families and the other 200 injured individuals.
It's been said that trains are the safest way to get around. Can that still be said after today's revelations?
It absolutely can. So in a given year, about 34,000 Americans die while traveling, but 32,000 of that are on automobiles. And even when you look at it by the number of deaths per mile traveled, passenger automobiles are four times as many deaths. They're 0.55 deaths per 100 million miles traveled in cars, and just 0.13 per 100 million miles traveled in trains. So they're much safer, and the numbers improve dramatically when you exclude individuals who commit suicide by jumping in front of trains.
WHYY reporter Jim Saxa bringing us up to date on the NTSB hearing into the deadly train accident that occurred in Philadelphia, Amtrak train accident that happened just about a year ago. Jim Saxa, thank you so much for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.